past has no possibility. Past has no possibility. Don't live there. Learn from there, but don't live there.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Heard of crowdfunding and still curious about how you can benefit from it? Well, we've got a step-by-step guide put together just for you by the best ever team and Patch of Land, the industry's leading crowdfunding experts. The best crowdfunding crash course ever, episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173 will provide you all you need to know to get started and begin benefiting immediately. Whether it's getting access to funds for your project or passively investing in other people's deals, the time is now to get started with Patch of Land. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Well, hello there, best ever listeners. How you doing? My name's Joe Fairless. Today is June the 14th, 2015, and I hope you are having a best ever Sunday. I hope you're having a best ever weekend. I hope you're about to have a best ever week. And how could you not? You're going to have all sorts of wonderful episodes. We got a really exciting lineup for you this week. Today, if you're a first time listener, you'll be introduced to the first Skill Set Sunday of your life, first of many. And if you're a loyal best ever listener, then welcome back, my friend. We've got an exciting episode for you and a very important lesson that you can apply immediately to your life, your business, relationships, just how you approach things. And if you are a first-time Best Ever listener or if you're a loyal Best Ever listener, a reminder on Skill Set Sunday is my goal is to talk about something that you can immediately apply to your life. It's a skill set that you can take with you and write down and use. That's my goal. And I'm confident I'm going to deliver on that goal for you because I've put some thought into this puppy and I'm feeling pretty good about it. So let's talk about today's Skill Set Sunday lesson. That is an acronym that I call LIV, L-I-V. Let me tell you what it stands for, then I'll get into a story for each of the three. L stands for learn from the past. I stands for immerse yourself in the present. And V stands for visualize the future. So learn from the past, immerse yourself in the present, visualize the future. I've got something I'd like to talk to you about on each of these three. So learn from the past. Past has no possibility. Past has no possibility. That is a quote from the book Courage, The Joy of Living Dangerously by a gentleman named O-S-H-O, Osho, Osho. I'll go with that. Apologies if I didn't pronounce that correctly. Best ever listeners, I'm sure that some of you know how to pronounce that correctly. And you're like, no, that's not how you pronounce it. O-S-H-O. And in the book Courage, The Joy of Living Dangerously, he mentions past has no possibility. That's so true, right? There's no possibility in the past. All we can do is learn from it and apply it in the present and hope that that influences positive changes or progress for the future. That's it. So let's do some self-reflection. How much of the past do you live in? Are you somebody who people say, oh, I've heard that story before. Oh, I've heard that story before. I know a couple people in my life where it's like, you've heard every single story that they can tell. Usually they're older, but not always. Sometimes it's the same story from the same people. Think about if people tell you that, or if you find yourself repeating the same story, you need to get new experiences. You need to challenge yourself, do more things. And if you've ever find yourself saying, oh, I know you've probably heard this story before. Oh my gosh, you need to like have some self-reflection and be like, okay, time for something new. And I was recently in somebody's house. I won't mention any names because I don't want to call this person out in case they don't want to be mentioned. I didn't get approval. So I was recently in this person's house. They have a whole lot of pictures all over the place. And it's really cool. It's showing all these family members, friends, loved ones. They've got some artifacts from different, you know, different time periods. There's some World War II letters that I think their cousin wrote to somebody else. And it's just amazing. But the entire place was filled with all of these memories from the past. And I thought for a second, I said, wait a second. What about the present? What about the future? Where's your stuff that you're working on now? And this person showed me inside the closet there was a small area for the future, and it was kind of tucked away. And we started talking, and they agreed that they're going to update their approach slightly so that it shows more of where they're headed, not necessarily everything about where they've been. It's important to remember where you've been. It's important to be surrounded by those that you love, and you know, whether it's physically or whether it's through pictures and mementos and things of that nature. It's equally, if not more important, to surround yourself with an inspiring future, something that we're striving towards. Because we all want growth. We all want progress. As human beings, we're wired for that. We must have that. We all have the innate desire to survive, to thrive. We all want that. So how are you surrounding yourself right now? Is it with mementos of the past? Are you holding on to things that you shouldn't be? Are you holding on to things for too long? Are you holding on to too many things? Think about that. I know I've used to be guilty of that. I'm not guilty of it anymore, but I used to be guilty of that. And once I started focusing on the present and the future, things have an interesting way of working out and aligning with what we focus on. Immerse yourself in the present. Immerse yourself in the present. There's a girl I used to work with when I was in advertising. She was an amazing person. She is, when we were working together, she's very detail-oriented. Everybody loved her. Strong will, strong personality, very, very good at her job, and was just a go-getter. We stopped working together because, you know, I left advertising, and she went to a different company. But what happened, what I heard after we parted ways, or after I parted ways, is she ended up getting cancer. And she has cancer now. She thought she beat it. It looked like it had gone away. Now it's back. And I recently came across some information, you know, on Facebook. I kind of saw the update, saw a blog post that she wrote. I started reading it the other day, and some of the messages in there, I think we can all learn from that she was writing in her blog post. And I encourage you to read her entire blog post and learn more about her story. And I'll give a link for you to do that. But it really made me think about this, immersing yourself in the present. And I won't try and paraphrase what she wrote. I'll read some of what she was saying. Before I read what she was saying in her blog post about, and this is the blog post where she's writing about now she found that the cancer has spread throughout her body. And, you know, the title of the blog post is titled Two Steps Back. You know, she had talked about how she was taking steps forward, but now, you know, once she recently heard about this new news, she's taking two steps back with the cancer. And she talks about how living in the moment, living the present, and spending time with loved ones is most important. Now, let me read it right now. The other major highlight of the past 8 months was our recent family vacation to Costa Rica. Since getting sick, my priority in life is going on adventures, making memories, and spending as much time as possible with the people I love. And then she talks about that in more detail, and it's an incredibly real and raw and inspiring and emotional story. And I encourage you to take 10 minutes out of your day to read it, just because I think we can all take some lessons away from it. And that is the lesson I took away from her blog post and her situation is to immerse ourselves in the present. You know, Tony Robbins talks about creating magical moments. Jim Rome talks about how we don't have, say you have a grandmother, like I do. You know, we don't have a certain number of years left with them if you don't live in the same state. We have certain number of times, of moments with them. So when we think about it like that, things become more precious to us. And when they're more precious, we covet them more, we appreciate them more, and we experience more of it in the moment. So perhaps instead of thinking, I've got X number of days left doing this, or I've got, I live in the same city as so-and-so, and we see each other once a week, and our softball, you know, our in my case, our softball team plays once a week. So, you know, that's good. And we're probably going to be on the team for many years. That's not the case. It's, we have certain number of experiences with them, and that's it. So instead of thinking about it in terms of years remaining with people, and quite frankly, it could be minutes to seconds, you never know, right? Think about it in terms of experiences. How many more experiences do you think you have with them? It's a small amount, smaller than when you look at, especially when you compare that to the number of years you think you have with people. It really is the amount of moments or magical moments that we have with people that we love. And so immerse yourself in the present. Be present in the present. My pet peeve, my biggest pet peeve is being at a dinner with somebody or being in a meeting with somebody and being engaged with them, and then they're checking their phone, doing multitasking stuff. Sometimes in business, it's appropriate, but in other times, like in family life or in relationships, it makes me want to vomit. Hate it, because there's an importance of being present in the moment and giving each other your time and your attention and your focus. Because when we do that, we're more valuable to the other person, and we're rewarding ourselves with the richness of that relationship. V, visualize the future. So the first one was learn from the past. The second, immerse yourself in the present. And the third, visualize the future. What I do is I've got a vision board to visualize the future. And I keep that on my phone as my lock screen, and also on my, whenever it's not locked, behind all those apps. I keep it on my desktop, on my computer. I print out the actual vision board, and I put it as a poster on my wall. I laminate it and put it on my wall. I surround myself with it. How do you surround yourself with your vision for where you're going? How do you do that? Because if it's in your head, that's the first step. Congratulations. That's good. It's not great. What would be great is if it's somewhere where you see it. And what would be outstanding, as Tony Robbins would say, would be if it's in multiple places where you have to see it every day and you have no choice but to see it because it's in all these different places. That would be outstanding. So what is a vision board? And for those of you who already know, I'm going to make this really quick and you might get some pointers from what I do. The vision board is a board or a collection of pictures of things that I want to accomplish in my life. I have everything from a stack of cash that represents the monthly income that I want coming in to, initially it was, I had a picture of a girl on there that, because I wanted a girlfriend. Now I have a girlfriend. She's freaking amazing and I love her. I had a hard hat for a development deal that I've been working on, to close on a development deal. There was some health stuff. So all these different categories, from finances to relationships to health to personal growth. I had a lot of books on there because I want to read a book a month. So I recommend looking at all the different areas in your life and then cutting out pictures in a magazine or just simply going on Google and finding an image that represents what you want to accomplish and what you will accomplish, putting it on a PowerPoint slide, moving all those pictures around, or if it's cutouts, then just glue it or tape it. And then take a picture of it or do a screenshot and put it on your phone, put it on your desktop, put it on your wall, put it in your car, put it on the bottom of your shoe. I mean, put it wherever. That way, anytime you, and by the bottom of your shoe, what I really meant to say was on top of your shoe. I don't think you'd see it very often on the bottom of your shoe. Although it would be cool if you did like an imprint and had an imprint that anytime you walked in mud or snow, there would be an imprint of, you know, $1 million or find me a husband, whatever it is. But do a vision board and visualize the future and have something that you can constantly look at that serves as a reminder consciously and subconsciously so that you're driving towards and you're surrounding yourself with a compelling future. Because without a compelling future, we die. We die. Statistics show after men retire, and men only, I'm not sure what the lady stat is, but after men retire, 5 years, they die. So if any Best Ever listener is just working towards retirement, well, you're working towards your death 5 years after. And the reason why is because of the, and this was a study in one of the Ivy League schools, job satisfaction leads to the highest rate of heart attacks and strokes. And that's because of why people die is because they're working into their grave, and then once they're done, they're like, oh well, now I'm done with that, but now what do I do? And they don't have a compelling future. So it's like a double whammy. They didn't like what they were doing at first, and now they don't know what to do, and so they're not growing, they're not progressing, and it's just compounding issue on top of issue, and that leads to an early grave. So what you can do when you retire, in case you're wondering, like, oh, don't leave me hanging. I mean, what am I going to do if I retire? I don't want to do this my whole life. Well, find something that you love and be focused on it and have a compelling future. Have a vision board and work towards it. We all have to have a compelling future. So to summarize, learn from the past, but past has no possibility. Past has no possibility. Don't live there. Learn from there, but don't live there. Immerse yourself in the present. Live one day at a time and do so according to your own rule book. That's what my friend wrote on her blog that I recommend checking out. I'll have a link to that. And create magical moments while immersing yourself in the present. Create the moments that are important. Make the memories with the loved ones that you have. And then lastly, visualize the future. Have a vision board and surround yourself with the vision board. So live, learn from the past. I, immerse yourself in the present. V, visualize the future. Best ever listeners, I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I hope this was helpful for you. I'm visualizing it that it was. If you have not subscribed to the Best Ever Real Estate Show on the face of the earth, then you must subscribe right now. Go to iTunes, click the subscribe button, and we'll be able to have conversations on a regular basis. So until then, actually until tomorrow morning, right? Because these puppies go out every morning. I will talk to you later, and I'm so grateful for you being a Best Ever listener. Okay, bye. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Do you want to build monthly real estate cash flow without the typical headaches? Discover migraine-free real estate investing today at thelandgeek.com/best. No renters or tenants, no rodents or termites, no renovations or toilet repairs. Start learning at thelandgeek.com/best.
Hey you, best ever listener. Do you want more?
Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.